Welcome to the School of Hollywood. I'm Steve Owens, your host. I interview celebrities in Hollywood and talk about their success and how they got to the current status. So if you like the podcast, please share it with your friends and give us a like.
My name is Marcela Iglesias. I live in Los Angeles, California. I'm originally from Buenos Aires, Argentina, and I'm known as the human Barbie doll, also the Queen of Hollywood.
Wow, what an opening. Welcome to the School of Hollywood. I talked to several of my friends who are Latina. I asked them about you on TV, and they had two things to say. One, you can't shut you up when you're on TV. The producers have a hard time controlling you. And two, that you're the human Barbie doll. Is that true or not?
I cannot say it's a lie, but I don't think it's not true, because we were six people in the show. So imagine, the show is not about me. So I have to let another people talk as well at the same time. So we can have drama, we can have discussions. So if the show will be about me, yes, I can talk for hours, because I learned radio. You know, in radio, you know that it's equivalent of 1 second of silence in radio is the equivalent of a minute on television. So in radio, you got to keep talking and talking and talking and talking. So having had that training in my life, and the girls that were with me have no training on radio whatsoever. Yeah, I might talk a lot, but for me, it's normal.
Well, for them, they loved it. They loved your character that you've created on the show. And how much of the reality is a reality, and how much of it is real when it comes to the show?
Well, remember, I signed a contract, and I cannot say too much. You know, everybody that works at reality television knows that reality sometimes surpass fiction, right? And there's some things that there's no way people say, oh, that was manipulated, that was programmed. And I'm telling you, the most epic fights and confrontations, they were never programmed or scripted. I'm telling you, it's always the best content. And sometimes cameras are not filming because the cameramen were resting and because we were on a break, right? Mm-hmm. But I said, they should be with us 24/7 instead we would go to sleep, because sometimes there were stuff that you guys haven't seen on television that I'm like, I wish you could see. There's some scenes that were cut and people don't understand why, because they put them on the trailer for the season and then they decided to take them off. But all the fans were like expecting those scenes because they were very big confrontations, and sometimes they don't put it. And I said, you got to keep attention to detail, because if I'm the producer of the show, I will never shut down the cameras. I understand that they have to rest, but I will have two sets of crew. So when the cameramen are resting, the second crew comes to put the cameras on so they can rest, but the cameras won't rest. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I tell you, I'm never going to say it's a 50-50 when it's reality or scripted, but I'm telling you, the best content, it's never scripted.
Fabulous. That's a perfect answer on it.
Yes.
You being labeled as the Barbie and the Queen of Hollywood, how did these names come about for you?
Okay. So the human Barbie came, the press gave me that name, because in 2015, I created something called the Plastics of Hollywood, which was or is the first human dollhouse in the world. I decided that people that wanted to live like dolls and aliens and creatures and fairies, they were doing a lot of body modifications in order to achieve a certain look, right? And they were all inspired by the dolls, like Barbie, all the Ken dolls. And of course, it went farther than that. But I said, we should tell the story of each one of these person individually and tell them why they did what they did. What did they think that was the right way to go in life, you know, and just let the world know these characters. And that actually happened. And when I was doing a casting of all these fantastic people all around the world, they came all together to Los Angeles, and I call it the Plastics of Hollywood. And a photographer that came to do a photo shoot with all the dolls and myself took pictures without my knowledge, put the pictures on Splash News. And I start getting calls from everywhere around the world. Oh my God, what is this dollhouse? Is this people real? Are they doing all these surgeries and procedures in order to look a certain way? I'm like, yes. You want me to tell you? So we created kind of like a mini cult, and people from all around the world that wanted to modify themselves, but never had the courage to say, or didn't know the doctors that will go, you know, approve the surgeries, start contacting me and the adults. Say, I would love to look this way. So we make a lot of doctors famous because there were certain procedures that were a little bit not conventional, but there were doctors that were trained to do those procedures. They were safe. So we started promoting plastic surgery as a positive, instead of being a taboo, we start talking openly about all the plastic surgery that these people do that look a certain way. But if you see on television, there's a lot of celebrities, families very known, that they never tell you what plastic surgeries they have done to look this way. They're opening a little bit, but people cannot believe them anymore because you see a face in 2010 and you see another different face in 2023. That's not natural. That is cosmetic and plastic surgery. So we decided to tell people, well, diet is not going to make you look like this. That's a lie. That's a scam. If you want to look like this, you're going to have to go through this and this and this and this procedure. It's not guaranteed, but you might look closer. Right. Mm-hmm. So people start idolizing the plastics and the dollhouse because we were one of the first platforms that talk very openly about plastic surgery. That's why the press named me the human Barbie doll, because I was have kind of like my own dream house, like the Barbie dream house, but it was with human beings that look like dolls.
Question is, how many Barbie dolls do you have?
At the moment, we had 12. But it was not only Barbie dolls. It was Barbies and Kens, people that want to look like Barbie, people that want to look like Ken. And then I have people that wanted to look like an elf, like a fairy, like an alien. I have a person that wanted to look like a Britney Spears lookalike. I have another Kim Kardashian lookalike. So I have like different characters in the house.
Great. You've also moved on and gotten into other things. NFT, I read that you're now investing into that. What made you decide to create something in NFT?
Well, it's not that I invested on NFT. I created my own NFT.
Okay.
I created the NFT of basically myself because at that time, in the year 2000, NFTs were just starting. And I said, well, if everybody's creating like an ape with a face and it's selling, why I just cannot create my own NFT of my own persona? And so I did.
So for people that are out there that want to get into NFTs, what is the process on doing that?
It's a process that you have to know a little bit of computers and you have to know a little bit of the cryptocurrency world in order to create your own NFT. It's programs that you can use to create it. And then you have to upload it into certain platforms where you can sell your own NFT. That's what I did. So I think at that time I chose Rarible platform. There's Rarible and OpenSea. So you can put your NFT on that platform and people might buy it. It's basically painting a picture like an artist, and you go to a gallery and sell your picture, but it's the same thing, but digital art.
Fabulous. I saw you did the Barbie movie thing where everybody on Instagram has done a photo of it, but you added a song to it that you wrote about Barbie. Tell me about your music side of your career.
Well, yes. So when Plastics of Hollywood came out, I said, well, I want to have a song with a theme. So the first thing that I released, it's called Human Doll. And he explains the story of the Plastics of Hollywood. And that was released in 2019, Human Doll. Then this year, I decided to release another song. And the song is called It's Barbie Bitch. Inspired in It's Britney Bitch, like Britney Spears, but I call it It's Barbie Bitch.
Okay.
Because I consider myself an artist and I like to express my art in different ways. So singing, it's one of them.
You have a million followers on your Instagram page.
Yes.
How do you keep your audience engaged? You can give a tip to other people on how they can increase their engagement.
Well, I don't really have a formula. I've had my Instagram page for 11 years. As we speak, it's been 11 years since I opened my Instagram page. And I remember I opened the page when I did my first show on TLC called Secrets of a Trophy Wife on 2012. And I just post things that I like. I don't really care anymore of having more followers or being like famous or stuff like that. I just share what I think it's nice, but I don't share for anybody, just for myself, basically. If I see a nice picture and I have an idea, I post it. And if they like it, they like it. And if they don't, they don't. You know, I don't really curate my platform in order for people to engage with me. It's something like an artistic way to express my feelings. You know, sometimes I post a lot of things about my animals. You know, I have 3 potbelly pigs, 3 dogs, guinea pig, bunny. So some days it's just all about the animals. Some days it's about cryptocurrency. Some days it's about the Barbie and the persona, the human doll character. Some days it's about empowering women. So it's basically a resume of all my life.
Fabulous. What can we expect in the next couple of years from you?
Next couple of years. Good question. Well, we're waiting to see if we're going to have another season of the Rica Famosa reality TV show, and working on another 2 shows, but they're in English, because mostly all the stuff that I've done, it's in English. And the good thing about this show, the Rica Famosa Latina, is that I was able to engage with the Latino community, because everything that I've done was in English in the past. So I really like the Latino community. Of course, it's my first language. It's easier for me to express myself sometimes, but also the Latino community sometimes is very harsh in the comments. Americans are more like subtle when they want to say something that it's not proper. Mm-hmm. Latinos are very harsh. They have no filter like me. So it's like, wow, you know, it's a completely different animal than the American market. So, but yeah, I have many things that I want to do. And at the same time, I achieve a certain peace in my life that if I don't have to work a day anymore, it's fine. You know, I used to say, oh my God, you got to do this, you got to do that, you have to do this. I said, I don't need that. I just want to do whatever I want to do when I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I achieve a certain standard in my life that if I don't want to do things, I don't do it. I just do things that I really would like to do, and they bring me a positive energy in my life. And that's one of the things that I've learned, especially last year, that I should never let anybody make me feel bad about myself. I should never let comments affect me. And because it did, not in a really bad way, but I let sometimes things get inside me. So I'm in the process of just letting go and accept the reality and not pushing myself too much as I used to do in the past. Like work, 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 you know, keep moving forward. What is the next thing? And I realized that it's been years and years and years that I've been working nonstop. And I'm thinking, what is next? What is next? What is next? What is next? Now, for instance, my husband and I have a project, but it's a project that we're taking it very slow about frequency waves. You know, frequencies that will generate to go to sleep better, mm-hmm. for pain management. And it's so good that we're building our own frequency generators, but in a very artistic way, not like a commercialized machine. Everyone is different and we are feeling amazing about it. And my husband has sleeping disorder. And since he's been doing the frequencies, he has been sleeping amazingly, amazingly. So I'm always in the next thing to look how to age beautifully. I've never done plastic surgery on my face. I only have 1 plastic surgery, which is my breast, which I did it last year because an opportunity came. So even though I created this plastic world, I never had plastic surgery. So I'm always looking for ways to age beautifully and also from the inside out. I wanted to preserve my inside as young as I can. So I do stem cell treatment. I do exosome treatments. And every single new treatment that comes, I like to basically be the guinea pig for it. So I'm in the quest of wellness. So this year for me, it's about well-being, not too much work, work, work. If the work is can bring me the well-being, that's great. But if it doesn't, I reject it.
With School of Hollywood, we always ask the guest a question. And your question is going to be, because we have a lot of people who listen from Mexico. What advice would you give them coming to America to be an actor?
Well, When I came to America, I didn't came to be an actor or an actress. And actually, my journey was quite difficult because for 14 years, I was not able to leave the country when I entered the United States. I stayed for 10 years. I was illegal in this country, right? So my journey was very, very difficult in the beginning. I have to work 2, 3, 4 jobs in order to be able to support me and my family. I divorced my first husband, which I have a son from my first husband, and I divorced and I decided to basically move out of the house to a one-bedroom apartment. My mom, my dad, my son. I had a domestic violence incident at that time, so that was the best thing that I could do, just disengage from that. So for me, the first 10 years in the United States were very, very difficult. But I was very young, super young, and I didn't take it as harsh. If it would happen now to me and my age now, it would be completely different. But the American dream is still possible. But you have to have the will to have a sacrifice. Basically, nowadays, the teenagers, and I see the kids, they want to become rich from night to day, right? And I don't think it's possible. They see all these people making millions on social media, which is, that is possible if you're a huge YouTuber or a huge influencer. But from, let's say, 1 million people in the world, maybe 2 become super, super famous. So if you want to come to the United States, be aware that you're going to have to work really, really hard, even harder than you might have to work in your own country. Because it's not easy and times have changed. Completely different scenario from when I came to this country 23 years ago. Completely different. Yes, when I came to this country, we didn't have smartphones, you know, completely different. So we have to work really hard for things, look for information. Now, if you have a phone, you have information in the palm of your hand. When I came, we have to look for stuff, go places, ask questions, investigate. So it's easier in some ways, but the competition is atrocious, especially in Los Angeles. We have like 10 million people trying for maybe for one job in Hollywood. You know, everybody competing for the same. So learn how to, I will say, what is that you have that nobody has? And then maybe learn to capitalize on that skill. What can you bring to the table that I haven't seen before, right? So that is, if you want to become known or famous in Los Angeles or in Hollywood, or it will take you worldwide, what is it? Show it to me. What's your talent? And that's what we asked for the plastics of Hollywood when we put all the dolls together and all the dolls wanted to become famous in Hollywood. We asked, so what is your talent besides doing the plastic surgery? Right? Because, yeah, you're known, you need all the surgeries, blah, blah, blah. You're the doll, you're the Barbie, you're the Ken. But what's the talent? Right? So yeah. So I always say, bring something to the table that I haven't seen before. When you go to the auditions, try to be yourself. Don't try to pretend to be anybody else, because I've seen people come into Los Angeles and people that were genuine come to Los Angeles and become a completely different person. Absolutely. And I'm like, why are you acting this way when you are not? Who you're trying to prove to? You know what I'm saying? And I always keep it to myself. I'm the same person when I came here, that now I'm the same, because I don't know how to be anybody else. Yes, I have more maybe glamour now or whatever, but the inside is the same. I don't need bags, or I don't need expensive stuff to show people that I'm the girl or the it girl. I never needed stuff to show the true personality that I have. You understand? Yeah, absolutely. I can have it. But I don't need it. It's not mandatory for me that I need to have the bag or I need to have the brand. I like brands. Of course. I love fashion. But I don't need it. I want it. That's a different thing.
Perfect. Where can people find you on social media?
Okay. Social media, it's Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. It's Marcela Iglesias Hollywood. Or you can go to queenofhollywood.com.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate you being here today with School of Hollywood. You've got great advice and continued success on everything you do, and continue to follow you on social media.
It's lovely, because for years, I thought the possibility of having an agent on a manager. And I think nobody could have ever done what I did with myself. So basically, I became my own agent and my own kind of manager. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. No, you've created yourself. So
I created basically myself, and for something that idea that I had, and I become the idea of reality. So it's possible, yes, but it took me many, many years, not from night to day.
Well, that wraps another School of Hollywood. I hope you enjoyed it today. And if you did, please give us a like and tell your friends about it. Until next time, school is out.